All right, let's meet our next two contestants, James Simmons and John Weicker. Somehow that is, your names are made for a game show. I said them more game showy than of any other names. James, you are visiting from Indiana.
Yep.
Thanks for coming all the way to New York.
First time here?
Really?
Yep. First. Whoa, never made it farther north than Baltimore before.
Really? And so what have you done while you're here?
Went to see Rock of Ages on Broadway and then pouted for a while because I can't ride the Cyclone.
Why can't you ride the Cyclone?
They're not open on weekdays yet.
Oh, well, I know a guy. Make that happen. Nothing's really closed here. You just graduated from college, so is this your sort of have some fun time?
This is my parents' last hurrah with me in tow listening to their snoring time.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you're traveling together.
Yep, they're hiding over there somewhere.
Okay, very good. What kind of degree did you get?
Social studies education. Teach history, geography, government, all that fun stuff.
All right.
The stuff that really matters.
Sure. No, that's good. I like that you laid out the plan so your parents feel good in this moment. But that sounds great. John, welcome. You are also visiting us from Media, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right outside Philly.
Right outside Philly. And you are a Presbyterian minister.
I am. So that organ playing, we'll get together later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you looking for an organ player in wherever?
Not if our organist is listening to this. No.
Got it. Maybe. And you love trivia, which is a nice combination.
Yeah.
Were you ever on a trivia team?
I was. We had a Monday night trivia team, and it was all clergy, because when you're clergy, that's who you get to hang out with.
Yeah.
You opt out of the rest of culture, and you just get other ministers as your friends.
How were you guys? Were you good?
We were consistently fifth. Yeah. And prizes stopped at fourth, so we were consistently right behind.
So it was very humbling, yet, good. All right. Well, now you're on your own playing trivia. So we'll see how it goes. This game is called Scrabble City. Let me just see what happens. You said no, John, to that? You did not like that at all?
Well, I heard the geography teacher next.
That's true.
I can write a quick lesson plan for you if you'd like.
Thank you, yeah.
He might help you. This is very nice. This game is called Scrabble City, and in this round, we'll give you clues about cities that would have pretty sweet Scrabble scores if they were allowed, of course, since proper names are not allowed according to the standard Scrabble rules. So all you have to do is identify the city. Sounds easy. Puzzle guru John Chinesky.
If we said, for 19 points, it's the capital of Arizona, you'd say Phoenix. Now, bear in mind, these are the minimum scores. We're not using any double or triple word scores.
But what if I want the extra points?
You just give them to yourself, my friend. Okay, good.
And these are going to be about both U.S. and world cities, so think globally and I guess also technically act globally. If you need a hint, John Chinesky will give you some key letters to help out. Mm-hmm. Located near the Columbia and Snake Rivers, this 16-point Washington town might make you holla holla if you like water sports. John.
Walla Walla.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I had to say those words.
According to Urban Dictionary, this 16-point city has a reputation for being so hard to reach, so much so that despite being in West Africa, it has become a stand-in for any extremely distant and inaccessible location. James.
Timbuktu.
Yeah, Timbuktu. Regionally, everyone has a Timbuktu because my mother is Dutch and she used to say, it's as far as Eggveld. And I didn't know what that was.
Eggveld.
Yeah, so I would say that to my friends and they would go, what's wrong with you?
Nobody goes to Eggveld. Unfortunately for Scrabble players, this state capital was given its current two-word name instead of the proposed 18-point name, Missouriopolis. James.
Jefferson City.
That's right. James, are you one of those guys who has all the state capitals memorized? Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to draw a map freehand. It doesn't work.
Okay.
I love that that's where it falls apart for you. This 11-point place isn't so much a city as it is a beachfront neighborhood in Rio de Janeiro and a great place for ladies in bossa nova songs to be from. John.
This is wrong, but Brasilia?
That is wrong.
Okay, good.
But a good guess.
I got something right, so that's good.
Yeah. You're right, you're wrong. James?
Is it Copacabana?
It is not Copacabana.
Well, I got to enjoy the Barry Manilow song in my head either way.
We could still salvage this. John, can you describe the lady from this place?
Sure. Tall and tan and young.
Oh, Ipanema.
Yes. Yes.
Just hearing it makes me feel like I'm in an elevator.
Right. According to legend, this city's 24-point name comes from a Native American phrase that's translated as stone seen in the water, whose reflection looked like otters. I'm just kidding. I have more. There's no way you would know the answer to that. And Glenn Miller has a gal in this Michigan city. John.
Kalamazoo.
Oh, yeah. You got it. All right, this is your last clue. Located along the Rio Grande, this 31-point whopper of a New Mexico city is where Bugs Bunny once remarked that he should have taken a left turn. John.
Albuquerque.
That's right. John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
It was a very close game, but the bingo in Scrabble Cities goes to John. Way to go, John.
Nice job, both of you. John, congratulations. We'll see you at the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.